we're walking with the Heavenly Father, when our hearts are set on things above, not on the things of this earth, our focus is God first, and we stay with God every day, everything around us is affected and it changes. Because, like, you know, spiritual law supersedes natural law. And when God is working in us, and when we're saying what the heavenly words are saying, when we speak God's words, those words of life, those words of truth, those words of light, then it really does change the matter around you. It changes everything. And, you know, I was sharing with Becky today how God changed things for me. How I was, for 3 or 4 years, I was on my own. There was no one calling, no one connecting. And I was just in a really crap place. I was in a bad place. And I got up one morning, woke up at 5 in the morning, come down, made my coffee, and I just thumped the side and I said, God, bless me. Bless me. And I put my coffee cup underneath the coffee machine, walked to the back door, and the Spirit of God just literally come upon me, rose up within me. And that's when I heard God say in the still small voice in my heart, say what you want, not what you see. And then God showed me to go and look at how the prophets used to speak. And so that started on my journey for the faith and confession. You know, and your words will shape your world. You know, and if you can read James chapter 3, it talks about the tongue. It sets on a fire the world of iniquity. But we can set on fire the world with the words from God. And those words that we speak are on a higher level. It supersedes anything in this world. And it changes everything around you. And faith comes to people when they hear your words. When they're tuned in to what you're saying, those words build faith in them. And they can come to a point of believing. And I was speaking with Sangate yesterday. We was talking about the authority of our words. And he said to me, you know, God showed us very easily Romans 10, 9 and 10. When we say with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and we believed in our heart God raised him from the dead, you're made whole. So we say with our mouth and we believe in our heart. When our heart and our words are lined up, it comes to pass, negative or positive. Fear is worries and doubts, and it issues in unbelief. Faith is confidence and trust, which issues in right believing. So what words are in your heart? Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whatever you put in your heart, you're going to speak. Whatever's in there, whatever's the dominant thoughts in your heart will come out of your mouth. Some way it's going to come out. And when you say it with faith or fear, those words will come to pass. When we say what we see, oh, this is going on, this is happening, everything's going against me, you know, my health is not too good, my finance is not too good, all we're doing is we're going to reproduce much of the same. So God has given us authority in words, and Jesus used his words as he was inspired with God. So we don't say what we see with our physical eyes, but we say what we see with our spiritual eyes. Faith doesn't see with physical eyes. Faith sees with the imagination of the heart. Like it says in Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. That word mind is imagination, or it can also be framed. And so if you think about a frame, what do you put in a frame? Madeline will tell you straight away. A picture. You paint a beautiful picture and you frame it. Now take your mind as the walls. They're walls. What pictures do you have hanging up on the walls of your mind? Are they negative, worry, fears, doubts, not enough, lack, bad relationships, bad emotions, wrong responses? If you frame them in your mind and they're hanging on the walls of your mind, you can change the picture. So, like, the image you have of yourself, okay, is very important. And the image that you do carry of yourself started to be built from when you were born. So the image you have of yourself has been programmed into you through your mom, your dad, your sisters, your brothers, your friend, from the school, from the news, from the things that are going in the world. Now, we can either keep to those ways, of the world, the way that we've been programmed to think and talk and think about money, think about relationships, and we can follow the trends of this world. Or we can change that image in our hearts and minds by declaring what God says. And that's what God wants us to do. Okay, we're not operating from beneath, we're operating from above. And God says, set your affections on things above, not on the things of this earth. So whatever situations you've got going on in your life right now, you can change it. You change your thoughts. You change what you allow, what you're dwelling on. You change what you allow to come out of your mouth. Jesus said, it's the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. Nothing in this fleshly world, in the five senses, profiteth nothing. But he said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and life. The words that we speak are spirit and life. Or, we're speaking words of death. Words of poverty. Words of sickness. Words of lack. Words I haven't got enough. Nothing seems to be working out for me. If we speak those things, we're just going to get those things. So we got to put a guard over our heart. We got to frame our doings, so to speak. We got to get rid of those old pictures and images in our hearts and minds and get God's revelation, that spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And now we got that Spirit of God. We got Christ in us, the hope of glory. We can live from above because we're born from above, born again from above. We were born into this physical world. But now we're born again into the spiritual world, the kingdom of God, and we bring this kingdom into manifestation in this world by our actions and our words and the things that we speak. I've seen a great record in Job chapter 38, and in verse 33 it says this, knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof on earth? And the Living Bible translates it like this, do you know the laws of the universe and how the heavens influence the earth? See, God has created the heavens and the universes and all the galaxy, all the cosmos. He set everything in its place. By the words of his mouth, he set the sun, the moon, the stars, everything in his place. He separated the heavens from the waters and he said, light be, and light came. And from the words of his mouth, God calls those things which were not as though they were. He spoke the end result. He spoke what he wanted. And when we do that with God, energized by God, we will start to see the things that we declare come to pass in our life. There's the law of gravity, for an example. You jump off the building, every time you put that law into action, you're going to go down. So when we start saying what God says, I am blessed, I am healthy, I am strong, I am successful, I am the head, I'm not the tail, I am above, I'm not beneath, I'm blessed in my basket, I'm blessed in my store, I'm blessed in the fruit of my body. Jesus Christ has paid the full price for me so that I can freely joy, that I can come and eat and enjoy all things that have been freely given to me from the grace of God. And God is doing the work. He brings everything together for us when we start saying what he says. When we start declaring those words of life, death and life are in the power of your tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. We're either speaking words of life and death. There's no grey area there. What words are you speaking? The words that you will speak is what's in your heart. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words from God. So the more you say God's word from your mouth, the more it's going to get into the depths of your heart. Now, we may start off doing these confessions, and it may seem just like repetition. But if you're going to change anything, it's going to be by repetition. We impress those truths in our heart by saying them. And we do it by repetition to the point faith comes. And there come a point that when you start saying what you've been confessing by repetition, that you will have faith. So when I started to get up in the morning and say, yes, I'm blessed when I lie down, I'm blessed when I rise up, I'm blessed when I come in, I'm blessed when I go out, it was just repetition. But the more I said it, the more faith was rising in my heart because it was coming out of my own mouth. And now I say it with full conviction, being fully persuaded. What did God say to Abraham? Abraham, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. He didn't say that. When he came to Abraham, who was old in years, and Sarah, old in years, he said, Abraham, I have made you the father of many nations. See, God called the end result. He didn't say the beginning result. He had to get work with Abraham's faith and change his name. So when everyone called him Abraham instead of Abram, Abram was father of heights, but Abraham means father of many nations. So when people started to say Abraham, they were calling him the father of many nations. They were coming into agreement with the revelation that God had given to Abraham, that I've made you the father of many nations. So when there's a situation in front of you, you can look at it and think, well, you know, I'm really old. How can I be a father of many nations? You know, how am I going to have a man child? Look at Sarah, my wife. She's really old. See, Abraham was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform. And God is willing and able, but he needs your cooperation. He needs you to come into agreement with his words, and he needs you to start declaring his words. When John the Baptist's dad was visited by Gabriel, Gabriel told him, you're going to have a son and you're going to call him John. He didn't believe him. Now, where did Gabriel just come from? He came from the presence of the Almighty God. And he said, because you didn't believe me, you know, I've just come from the presence of God to give you this message. You're going to be dumb for a season. And why do you think that he was made dumb for a season? So he couldn't speak against that prophecy that was delivered to him through Gabriel. And when the time came, then he understood, then his mouth was opened. You know, so God works with our faith, and he needs us to come into agreement with him. He needs us to speak the same words that he says. And that when we start to declare that, everything starts to change. In Psalms 141:3, it says, set a watch over your mouth. You know, keep a door over your mouth. It says, set a watch, Lord, before my mouth. Keep the doors of my lips. See, the doors of your lips, your mouth is a gateway, either for good or for bad. So God really wants us to be rich in the things that he says. He wants us to, you know, do the things. Like, God gives us practical things to do. So it's not just about the knowledge of the scriptures. God wants you to apply them. He wants you to have the understanding and the depth of those, of what's being said. And he's the one that reveals it to you. That's the spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So when you start to declare that, you know, understanding comes. You'll understand as you do. A lot of people think they got to get the understanding first. But it's as you do, the understanding comes. You start to realize, like Jesus, all that Jesus Christ began both to, what, do and teach. He first done it, then he taught those things. So God has made this very, very simple, very easy for us. In Psalms 39:1, it says, it talks about sin, like, you know, you bridle your tongue. No, bridle my tongue so that you don't sin. Don't let your mouth sin. Put a bridle on it. Watch what you say, because your tongue will direct the course of your life. So if you've got a bad situation going on, whether it's lack of money, whether it's a health condition, don't say what the doctors say. Don't say what the bank managers say. You call those things which are not as though they were. I am healed. It is paid in full. Jesus Christ said it's finished. I believe that above my physical circumstances and what I'm going through. God's word is truth, and it's above all these things. And so I declare my wholeness. I declare my deliverance. I call the end results. Jesus said in Mark 11:24 that whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you've received them, then you shall have them. That word desire means call for. Whatever you call for when you pray, believe that you receive them, then you shall have them. You've got to believe you've already got it. You're already healed. Stop looking at the problem and trying to work out a solution. God's got the solution, and it's the words that come from your mouth. How do you want it to, what do you want to see play out? What words and results do you want in your life? It comes down to this faith and confession. And I'm so blessed that God has given us practical things to do, because I can say what God says. I'm not smart in myself. I'm not clever, but I got the spirit of the living God in me. I got the spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and so have you. And we just need to direct it, that power, direct it. The, you know, like the power that comes from my light switch, it's harnessed. That power is harnessed and it's directed. And we do the same when we start to say what God says. In Hebrews 4:12, it says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful." If you look at those words, it's living and it's energy. The word of God is living energy. It's on a higher frequency than what the world's words are. When you start saying what the world says, you come on that frequency of living, like FM and AM. If I want to listen to FM radio, I've got to tune in to FM. If I tune in to AM, I'm going to miss the program on FM. So what frequency are you on? Are you on the frequency of the world? Or are you on the frequency of God? God's got the higher levels for us to live. And it's as we practice daily, a faithful man shall abound in blessings. Faithful means full of believing. Are you full of believing? Or are you of little faith? Because you can have faith and doubt, and it can be there, and it stops you from really moving. Or do you have full faith? And full faith comes when we start to declare what God says about us. And in Proverbs 39:2 it says, "Lay thine hand upon your mouth." Think before you speak. Think before you curse. Think before you talk against someone. Think before you bad mouth. Think before you speak bad about your own self or your own circumstances. Keep a guard over your mouth. Frame your doings. Change the image in your heart by saying what God says. That new image will rise up. It come through. It's God in Christ in you. You are, you're on a high level now. You're not operating from the world's way now. You're operating from the heavenlies at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is," what? "For the edification." God speaks words of edification, words of life, words of direction, words of inspiration. And we can also speak those words. We don't let the corrupt words come out. "Oh, I'm lacking and everything goes against me. My job's no good. I'm always struggling." You're going to get the same results if you keep saying that. So God says, now you move with me. You come on that higher level of living. This life that my son gave for you, he gave his life. Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life." Zoe, that word life is Zoe, and it means fullness of life in every area, enjoying every day, enjoying your family, enjoying your young ones, enjoying your grandchildren, enjoying your brother, your sister, your auntie, your aunt, your mother, your dad, enjoying everyday living, enjoying your job. When you're doing something that you love to do, you're not working, are you? Because you enjoy doing what you're doing, even if it's your job. God wants you to enjoy what you're doing. He wants you to be successful in every endeavor. And he says, if you practice my way, if you do the things that I'm giving you to do, you will have the best life. And it's a practice every day. You know, we're continue to practice until we're gathered together. We're being perfected day by day. We don't know everything, because we see through a glass darkly. But you know what? We can really move with God and we can really see great results. You want your fellowship to grow? Call the laborers to you. Laborers are coming to me from the north to the south, to the east to the west. Finances, they're coming to me from the north to the south, to the east to the west. I don't know how God's going to do it. That's not my business. It's not my business how God is going to do it. My business is to believe and say. Believe in my heart and say with my mouth. When I do that, how God is going to deliver that to me, that's up to God. God showed me this, like he showed me once when I was praying just last year, late last year. You know, I said, "God, how are you going to do these things?" And God says, the how is none of your business, because it isn't. You believe that you've got it, and then you'll have it. And so I've just been following this really wonderful way. And sometimes I might wake up tired, not feel so great, but I start saying what I want. I'm not going to let my emotions and feelings dictate to me what God says. And like Job said in Job 6:24, "Teach me and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred." Wherein we've erred is by coming into agreement with our circumstances, coming into agreement with the hospitals and the government and the scientists and the narratives of the world. That's where we've erred. And somebody else's knowledge, let God show you. God says, I teach you. You need no man to teach you. I've given you that spirit which is light and life, and it will direct your path as you stay with me, as you believe me, as you say what my word says. And your words are seed. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What comes from fruit? Fruit comes from seed. So whatever you're saying, you're planting. So what do you want to grow in your life? What do you want to see? Start saying that. Stop letting your negative emotions affect your words and your actions. And we speak the end result. Like God says to Abraham, I have, past tense, made you the father of many nations. Sarah didn't you have the baby yet? He said, I've done it. It's done. Like, you know, and Abraham, he had to work with Abraham's faith to come into agreement with that. God hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But he's given us this spirit within. It's not upon us on a condition. It's within us. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And we got God's ability in us. And God says, now you need to say, there's therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. That's the spiritual law which supersedes the natural laws and the law of Moses and all these different laws that are around. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The condemnation that came into the world through the fall of Adam and Eve has no effect on you now. Because we are operating from the spirit man, where there's life and peace. Like it says in Romans, there's life and peace. Okay, so let's go to Romans. Let's read this great record. And I'm inspired to read this because it's right there. It is written. It has already been declared from the heavens. And it's been recorded for us to see. And it says there, Romans 1. There is therefore now no condemnation. That's the condemnation that entered into the world through Adam and Eve screwing up. To them which are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ rectified everything. Have made us free from the law and sin and death. That's condemnation. We're free from that condemnation. We don't have to be under sickness. We don't have to be under lack. We don't have to be under poverty. We don't have to be emotionally bound, mentally bound. We don't have to be alone. Because we're not. We've been set free from that. So if we keep repeating what's going on in our circumstances, it's not God's fault. He said, I've given you the power. I've given you the authority. You need to use that spiritual ability. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh is weak. God sending his own son in likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. It's condemned, it's gone. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. When we're saying what the world says, we're walking after the flesh. When we're saying what God says, we're walking after the spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. You just, you know, these type of people are just concerned about what the world's going on in the world, how much they can do, how they can get themselves comfortable and just make it comfortably to death. No, like people just live to die. We're not living to die, we're living to live. We're living to bring the life of God to other people by preaching the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. We've set our affections on things above. We want to know what God's going to say and what God is saying today, what he's speaking, the direction he wants us to go. For to be carnally minded, walking by the senses, hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting and touching, just going by what we see and feel and taste and all this stuff, is death. The five sense mind is deaf. When you're thinking on the level of the earth, it's deaf. It's not going to produce anything for you. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace, where you're enjoying life. You're enjoying your work. You're enjoying your relationships. And even if things have gone wrong, and even if things have screwed up, you can still change it through the words of your mouth. You can change everything. God can rectify everything for you. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is an enemy against God, for it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But if you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwelleth in you, now if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of this. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. So you have the Spirit of the living God in you. You are in Christ. You don't have to work to be into Christ. You are in Christ. And when you orientate yourself to God and what He says, then you can walk and live out this life that's been designed for us. But if the Spirit of Him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage, servitude. That word bondage is servitude. In the Old Testament, they had the spirit upon. They were servants of God. And you have not received the spirit of servitude, again, to fear. If you screw up, you know, you could lose that spirit. But you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, the Spirit itself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together with Him. As He is, so are we in this world. So your words are very powerful. I'd encourage you to practice saying what God says if you're not doing it. And if you are doing it, I encourage you to continue therein, because you're going to see everything change around your life. You're going to see the atmosphere change around you, the people change around you. And yes, see, you will attract to you what you are, right? Because it's the people in the world will say it's the law of attraction. The law of attraction is simply the law of faith. What you believe, you receive, right? That's what God says. And so we go by what God says. We say what God says. And we don't let anyone budge us off it, anyone talk us out of it. And we say, God, now you, Father, you help me. You give me those wonderful words to declare from my mouth. You inspire my heart and my lips with those heavenly words. And I thank you that I am healed. I thank you that I am blessed. I thank you that I am prosperous. I'm successful in what I do. Everything I put my hand to is successful, and it brings glory to you. And I am truly blessed to be that blessing. So that's what I was inspired to share with you guys. And, you know, God is really good, and He loves you, and He's called you to a high and mighty calling. And we just got to, you know, stand in the grace, you know, keep standing in the grace. Let God do the work. Let God work for you. The only work we do is to enter into His rest. So I love you, and God bless you. And I would like to ask Peter Lloyd to share next, please.